this application.
It is.
Mr. Horsey, all the way in the back there, sir.
What was the total?
It was.
17.
It'll be announced later.
17-4.
It'll be on the 11 o'clock news.
114 against.
Chairman Whedon, members of the commission, David G. Horsey, President David G. Horsey and Sons Incorporated, Sand and Gravel Company, Site Construction Company. Jobs. We've got to have the jobs in Sussex County. When I left the house this evening, I hadn't planned to speak. But as I watched the ladies and gentlemen file in, I brought about 12, 14 people with me, all employees, except I saw one young lady, I don't know who she is. But I didn't plan to speak, but I watched the folks file in, and I had one observation. People that came to me, all are employees, they all have to work. The oldest is about 50, so they've got several more years working life. My observation was, I looked at a lot of these folks coming in, retired, don't have to work anymore. But we have to have the jobs. And ladies and gentlemen, all of you, commission members, check my record. Been a few years ago, I applied for a bar pit, Sussex County. It was a few hundred acres. Where was it at? It was directly across the road from my home. I don't hide, I don't try to put this in someone else's neighborhood. I'll put it right directly across from my home. I'm a firm believer. If we want to support this, we've got to be willing to put it next to our homes, and I do. I have done, check the record. And I think if you check the record, the Horsey Companies have got a pretty decent record in Sussex County. I think pretty well respected. Guys, now I'm gonna leave you. I'm going home, and I'm gonna eat a slice of pizza, and I'm going to bed. And my heart goes out to you seven guys that's sitting up here for the rest of this evening. And I had planned, I could've added a little color when I started, but I thought, nah, better not. So, Mr. Whedon, I think probably knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Gentlemen, thank you for your few moments.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna take.
All right, sir, we thank you. Anyone else like to speak? All the way in the back with the envelope in his hand, followed by the lady right there. There she is, you're next, okay? In favor. These are comments in favor.
Mine is actually neutral, however it affects the decision, may I?
Close enough, go ahead.
Fair enough?
Sure.
I'm hoping Mr. Horsey will invite us for pizza later, too.
Well, he can't if you don't tell us who you are.
Terry Raspberry, I'm from Milford, Sussex County, Delaware.
Okay.
I'm the director of the YMCA in Sussex County, part of the YMCA of Delaware. And as I said, while the Y of Delaware is neither for nor against this project at this point, we wanted to bring some information this evening because the YMCA is in a potential agreement with the developers. And in fact, the Y is being mentioned throughout the community in relation to this project. So I had prepared a short memorandum, which I'd like to give you, and if I may read it.
If you would, please, yes.
It's my understanding that the Y will most likely be mentioned this evening in discussions regarding the LT Associates project on Kings Highway. I'm writing to ensure that the information regarding the Y's involvement will be complete. The Sussex Family YMCA is operating at its capacity at our present facility. We've been exploring opportunities to expand our services to the Sussex community for some time. Over the last 5 years, we've looked at multiple sites within a 20-mile radius of our current location. Among those sites we are presently considering is a portion of the property on Kings Highway being proposed for development by LT Associates. We think YMCA programming on that site would be a marvelous asset to the coastal Delaware community. We've had multiple conversations with representatives of LT Associates regarding a potential collaboration. Both parties are working on a formal agreement for YMCA acquisition of the property. The YMCA's ability to expand our programming on this site is contingent upon an approved agreement between LT Associates and the YMCA of Delaware, approval of the LT Associates project proposal, securing YMCA partnerships with other community organizations for the new facilities, and a successful YMCA capital campaign. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Right here, sir.
No, I don't think so. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Members, my name is Karen Massone. I am a teacher and a mother, and I've lived in Rehoboth and Lewis, both in on and off, over the course of 17 years. I'm aware of the concerns surrounding this project. I have listened to the testimony with an open mind. This project does appear to conform to the comprehensive plan. It has already been approved by PLUS, which is a matter of record. It is in accordance with livable Delaware policies. It will create jobs and generate tax revenues for the city, which we greatly need. I am the mother of teens and preteens who hopefully by the time this project is finished, if it's approved, will be able to find employment close to home. As a citizen of this county, I would rely on my representatives to make decisions on my behalf, and I would be very disappointed if the members allowed the desires of a room full of people to usurp the law as it is written. I would encourage you to make your recommendations based on the evidence presented and in accordance to the law, and I thank you for your time. Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? All right, then.